ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 11/4/2021. And I'll tell you, it's in the headlines. Every 5 minutes, something new is happening. On a new front, you're being attacked. On a new area, something is happening that will cause a tyranny to come upon you. At another sector, food shortages, wheat shortages, all the different things are starting to raise their head. This is a planned thing. The things that are ongoing are being planned by the Luciferians working directly under the fallen angels and Lucifer himself. And these things are starting to occur. You see, this is not God's judgment on you. This is Lucifer attacking you and attempting to operate through his top lieutenants or minions or pieces of crap at the top of the international banks, at the top of the governments, at the top of the intelligence community, at the top of the military, including the U.S. military, little pink dress Millie, who was out at the Aspen Institute. And oh, we're just withholding. We're so surprised that Red China is now threatening us with superior firepower in terms of the nuclear proliferation, in terms of the hypersonic missile glide vehicle capability, when ours allegedly is not any good. Oh, General Milley, you piece of pink jockstrap crap. We've been telling you this stuff for years. You guys don't have ears to hear because your ear is hearing Lucifer's sweet song. Your ear and your mouth are speaking Lucifer's sweet nothings. So I will say this. Ladies and gentlemen, the onslaught is ongoing. We are in a war. It is a war. Those who stand on behalf of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven stand in the gap. If you're aware and you're in the fight and Lord Jesus has called you, you're in the fight against this evil, against this attempt by Lucifer to make a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus's return, to try to fool you, to delude you, and to that event, he has instructed them how to utilize the ancient technologies of the fallen angels, which is what? Genetic technologies. Brother Steve Quayle has detailed that abundantly in his books, Xenogenesis, Aliens and Fallen Angels. I mean, even the giants, you can see it there, all of the different things. And, of course, Angel Wars, his book Angel Wars shows a lot of the genetic stuff. His book Terminated, The End of Man is Near, that is one of the most excellent books Steve's done too. But the fact is that there is an onslaught on 1,000 fronts. So therefore we need all of the people who are on the side of Lord Jesus, who have repented of your sins, asked Jesus to come into heart, to be your Savior, where you know you're with Jesus and he knows you're with him and you know that he's with you and all of that. Then I'll tell you what, the war is on against the evil, and in the end we win, but between now and then there's going to be what? What does Jesus tell us? We can all jump up and down and say it, but what does Lord Jesus tell us? In the red letters, in Matthew 24, he says, "And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass." In other words, be not troubled, but they are going to come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. See, that's just the beginning. So now we've already got that on our plate. The beginning of sorrows has been here for a little while. Now we're starting to slide into other things, you see. And then he goes on down in Matthew 24, and I've read this to you 10 million times at least. Not really, but I've read it to you a whole lot, haven't I? But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Is winter coming? Yes. Neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation. So is it going to come on a Saturday? Is some Saturday going to be the day? That's the ancient day of the Sabbath. So, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. So something so bad is going to happen. Or a number of different things that are so bad are going to happen. That not since the beginning of this world, to this time, known or ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. In other words, there'll be nobody left alive, all right? No bodies, human bodies alive. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then he goes on to say, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, there is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise Christ, shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. He says, behold, I have told you before. Turn this page here. Thank you. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together immediately after the tribulation of those days. Shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. When you're going to know when he comes, and let me just say a prayer right now. Lord Jesus, Shelley Dizdar, I believe, has just passed her body on, and she has moved on into heaven, Lord Jesus. May you receive her. May you welcome her to your heart, to your abode, and reunite her with Russ, her beloved husband, and any other family or friends who have proceeded. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is unrelenting, and there has been targeting of people. There has been targeting of people, and in all kinds of ways. Even those brave doctors that are out there, like Dr. Lee Merritt of Omaha, National Public Radio did a hit piece on her because the state of Nebraska was allowed to renew her license. And they say and they claim that she has given misinformation. She's not giving misinformation. She's giving out the truth based on real science and real studies and information that she, as one of the top orthopedic and spinal doctors in the United States, if not the world, has tried to provide to you the straight shot. So now you've got the commie NPR
National. Oh, Lake Wobababa, Wobababa, we're so wonderful, NPR.
And if you look at who funds them, you will see it's always like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation, the Rothschild Banking Conglomerate, the this, that, and the other conglomerate, the this, I'm the super rich trillionaire conglomerate, okay? That's who donates money to NPR, and they call and dance the tune. They even fired Juan Williams, if you remember, before he went to Fox years ago. Because he said when he sees saw a gang one time of young teen, black teens, who were wearing gang colors and doing stuff and acting up wild and saying stuff to him, he crossed the street. Because he said that, then they said, Juan Williams is obviously a racist. He's not a racist. He's an African-American man who took prudence to cross the street when young tough guys are coming at you, you know? So anyway, NPR attacked a good, tough woman doctor who, as I recall, did her residency in the U.S. Navy, as I recall. That's as good a qualification as any. She worked on more people's bones and backs and what have you than most regular doctors have ever done in a lifetime. So anyway, hats off to a truth-telling Dr. Lee Merritt, who's one of the good people in the world and who's strong and tough. But I will say this to the doctors. I talked to another person in the medical community yesterday. Talked to several of them different times. And I remember one saying years ago, well, why do you tell me to buy, you know, long-term storage food or whatever? I said, well, there's going to come a time when you're going to need it. Well, lo and behold, somebody told me yesterday that they have bought long-term storage food. All right. And have also acquired other items that will be needed in case the whole thing collapses. And what the person said, it was a doctor, they said, if I was not keyed in or smart enough to understand, he said, it would be different. But he said, I am intelligent. I've been a doctor for a number of years. And he said, if I did not see it with my own two eyes, what I'm trying to spit out here, that if this is getting to be like right before Nazi Germany or right before the Bolshevik, during the Bolshevik Revolution and all of that, he said, if I did not see that with my own two eyes, I would not believe it. And he says, for all of those who are still got their head in the sand, who have no eyes to see or ears to hear, this is my paraphrase of what he said, is that you had better wake up real quick and do whatever you can to put back the supplies. Now, on Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, and a lot of you listen to me there. You can go down, by the way, if you're listening out of another means, you can go to stevequayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, stevequayle.com. You scroll down past the stories of the day or the hot headlines, and you will see Listen to Hawk Radio on a banner. You can click there, and you can also click and get the archives there, which the archives go back quite a ways. And you can listen to other shows, share them with your family, share them with friends, or what have you. Now, Brother Quail's got a story up today. He's got, let's see, apocalypse is near. Food production has collapsed. Soaring wheat prices from the U.S. to Russia are raising the cost of bread. Now, there's also other, you know, stuff that's been put out. Let's see. I think I keyed in on one of these. Yes, let's see here. China. This is from the Organic Prepper. China has urged its citizen to prepare and to stockpile food. So the Chinese government is telling their people to stockpile food. So why is that? And it shows on the website of the Organic Prepper. It basically shows a picture of the Chinese in a supermarket. And they're buying food and stocking up, all right. But here's the idea. The Economic Daily, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee, urged readers not to be alarmed by the ministry's advice, but also noted that many households have been caught up in COVID lockdowns without adequate supplies of rice and vegetables. And it was back September 21 that of this year that China ordered the top state-owned energy companies to begin to secure supplies for winter 2021 at all costs. At all costs. At all costs. At all costs. They are also urged citizens to stock up on food. Currently, China is experiencing an energy crisis as they're unable to get enough coal into the country to keep the lights on. Alright? Well, they're also building another large number of coal-fired power plants. And while Joe Beijing, who took $1.45 billion allegedly through his son, allegedly $1.45 billion allegedly were given to Hunter Biden. So Red China Joe must have got bought, don't you know, in my opinion. See, you've got a right to an opinion. You have the right to freedom of speech. So the fact is that the Chinese are telling their people to stockpile up. But here he's telling you, oh, well, gasoline's going up. I can't do anything about that. And then apparently the Saudis have told him, no, we ain't going to give you any more great output of production just to make sure your gas prices are lower in the United States. We already had lower gas prices, but Joe Biden, was he paid by Russian oligarchs? Did Russian oligarchs give Hunter money? Oh, I believe they did, didn't they? Well, who benefits from high oil prices? Russia, Saudi Arabia, all the Gulf oil states. The United States could benefit from them too. But instead, we can't produce here. He closed the ANWR. He closed all the other government lands, leases, and any new exploration. He shut down the pipeline coming from Alberta, coming from Canada, shut down the XL pipeline, which would have taken crude oil to many refineries and produced many more gallons of gas. Now, right when he's getting ready to, he doesn't know it, and General Milley says, oh, 15 or 20 years, the Chinese might challenge us. Well, Milley, you dummy, you're an idiot, Milley, resign. Resign and go back and do jump school again, you know? Because you've forgotten. Because your bread is buttered in numbered accounts allegedly somewhere, you know? And don't get me wrong, I mean, Brother Quail was told years ago that there's all kind of money floats around in the pentagram in numbered bank accounts and stuff, so they've got it when they get out. So at the very same time, your government's not telling you to do anything, and you got to bite the bullet. Your prices are going up, 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 up. as they are at other places in the world too. But instead of telling you to buy another can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup, well, it's got the meat, the vegetables, and the water and the gravy right in there. You see, you don't have to add water to it, because water is going to be a big thing. If you don't haven't seen it on the Vimeo, Brother Quail, go to stevequail.com, click on the banner, all right? Click on the banner for his new movie. And let's just see, it's up in the upper right-hand corner of his site, Megadrought, for immediate viewing. Megadrought, the annihilation of the human race accelerates catastrophes, water wars, nuclear war are about to ignite the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history, a film by Steve Quayle. You click on that, you can watch it right now on the Vimeo. It's available to be watched on the Vimeo, or the DVDs are about 2 weeks away. You can order them. So click on that banner and go ahead and get that ordered. While you're at it, you tell them Old Hawk sent you if you have a little comment section, or if you call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that you would like to get the Megadrought, get the DVD, or sign up for the Vimeo, and get some books. Get a Xenogenesis. Get a Empire Beneath the Ice. Get a Terminated. Get the Giants book. Show it to the kids. Get them excited. Or Steve's book, Weather Wars. You want to know about Weather Wars and what's ongoing now? How they're trying to say it's climate change, you see. Well, it is, but they're creating most of it, or exacerbating natural trends. But these are some of the onslaughts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me pray one more time here. Let me pray again tonight. Lord Jesus, go to Lady J. Lady J, who's done so much good work in the Smokies and in the Blue Ridge for getting people to go back to canning and doing all the things. Lord Jesus, will you go to her and her spouse, and will you provide them with medical miracles? Lord, go to them right now, provide them with medical miracles, and overturn and remove the COVID from their system and restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. I'll also tell you what this doctor told me. This doctor told me that he did the research on it, and when he saw the figures and the studies of how effective, allegedly how effective ivermectin was and is in India, in New Delhi, and also in Uttar Pradesh, or whatever that province there, and that how the graph had been going up, up, and up in a straight line in terms of number of cases and deaths, and the minute they introduced ivermectin into those areas in India, the graph started going almost in a down, straight line down. And then also that they now have very few cases, and how it's effective. Now, if you tie in what we've heard from Dr. Madej, and other doctors, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Ruby, Kristen Garson, a number of different people have talked and described what's going on with it, that the Hydra vulgaris is a parasite. It's a small microorganism. There are other stuff in there, the carbon nanotubes, which seem to roll up, and that graphene oxide almost seems to react as though it is sort of like, in some ways, almost like it's alive. Respond to magnetism, this kind of thing. creating then the carbon nanotubes, which then seem to be a receiver for signals, or in other words, radio broadcast is going down to the antennae inside your body, and it's going to do you no good. It's going to do you harm. If they've got that stuff in the all your organs after taking the vaccines, taking the double vax, the spike jabs, it's introducing the hydrovulgaris, which continually creates like coral, or continually creates the jellyfish's tissue, ongoing in a continual basis. Do you not think that that is then forming, like we saw in that German woman doctor's videos, vividly showing in there the red blood cells clumping together like they're gumdrops stuck together, instead of being with a nice halo and having space between them and operating in a free basis? Normal, healthy red blood cells. They're stuck together like gumdrops, okay? And then a lattice work, like a crystal lattice work being laid over them. I think that could be from the hydrovulgaris. And then after that, you've got all of the graphene oxide that we've seen in other videos creating these, rolling and creating these carbon nanotube kind of things, which then sort of morph or become receivers inside your bloodstream that can then take that signal, whether it's going to be in the future of 5G or 6G, or whether it's going to be something else, just a signal can come in, be received by that stuff inside your body, and do what? Oh, maybe it goes whip and it turns it on. Like Kristen Carson said, that when she read about all of that, that what this could do, because in the pegylated lipid, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-A-D-E-D, pegylated lipid, allegedly, she said, made by Sinopeg, S-I-N-O, Sinopeg Corporation in Red China, that inside that spike ball of the lipid, that graphene oxide and other things are in there, and that can hold a bioelectric charge. And if that bioelectric charge is changed from a negative to a positive, then that could turn on the cytokine storm and start to destroy all of the organs in your body, eating them alive in a sense, attacking them and annihilating them. Because the spike protein, which you're now, if you took those jabs, you now manufacture that spike protein. It's telling your body, if it sees that, to attack it. So all of this is going on, and meanwhile, they want to give it and force you, coerce you to give it to your children, 5 to 11. And in San Francisco, you will not be able to take a child 5 to 11, or a child, without a vaccine passport out to dinner, or to a drugstore, or to a shopping center, or to a health club, or wherever you might take them, putting problems onto the parents. You see, they would like to get you just where the Afghan parents are at now, apparently. The Afghani parents are selling their children, primarily their daughters, selling them so that the rest of the family can eat. Well, don't you know that old person in the course of, well, what do we call her years back when we talked about it? Oh, Miss Lubrak of 1959, Baltimore. Nancy Pelosi, that was one of her beauty contest wins, Miss Lubrak of 1959, standing there in the beauty queen pose with all the guys from the lubrication shop down below in their coveralls, giving the thumbs up with their ducktail haircuts, with the Brill Cream in it. And her daddy allegedly was involved with, you know, with the mob. And now, in her city, where she can go and do what she wants and get her hair cut when all the rest of them are shut down, or when the governor out there, who is one of her toady-woadies, all right, Pink Gammon, the Pink Knight, they can go and do what they want as kings and queens, you see. As communist commissars. And then I am not remiss to remind you about Feinstein in California. She had a driver, a Chinese driver, that had been, was a red Chinese agent, and had been her driver for over 20 years. And meanwhile, tough Bull Durham, he's a tough guy. He's arresting the Russian guy that was affiliated with the Steele dossier, but he's the one that told the FBI that it wasn't worth the hoot, but they're arresting him because he lied to the FBI. Let me just tell you something. Do not ever talk to the FBI. Do not give them any information. No government agent. You don't talk to anybody without an attorney present. And if they beat you and dot your eye, then you tell them, hey, I'm with the Lord Jesus, you can do that, but whatever it is going to be, you're going against somebody who works with the Lord Jesus and who's saved by the Lord Jesus. You want to do that, then you just go right ahead, because you'll burn in hell. So isn't it terrible now they want to kill the children? They want to spike back the kids. And now you got Bill Gates warning about a smallpox terror attack. Well, when he warns about something, you'd better believe it that he might be, or allegedly might be, that Bill Gates allegedly might be getting ready to try to make it happen. Isn't he one of the ones that held the conferences with all the rich people, the 210? Rockefeller and them and all that, the 210 stuff that talked about the upcoming possibility of a pandemic. And then boom, there it is. I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be so many people on this planet die, you can't believe it. But I'm going to tell you one more time, if you can do nothing else tonight or tomorrow, go out and get you, if you only got an extra $2. And if you don't have the $2, then go out and collect cans. I've done that before. I remember I used to collect cans and pop bottles back in the day. And go get 2 cents a bottle, all right, or cans. I don't know what the cans were at that point, but not much. And take them and recycle them and get yourself $10 or $20 and use that $10 or $20. And go buy you 5 cans of Chunky Soup or 5 cans of Progresso Beef Barley. That's a real good one right there. That barley, beef, and vegetables will sustain you. But get something with the protein in it as well if you can. Because I'm going to tell you, this is not going to be the time to try to get it from the vegetarian way. But if you can't do it that way, to go out and get you a lot of pinto beans or pork and beans. Well, you don't want pork. Get you the vegetarian beans, the baked beans, all the different stuff. And I would also say this, that you can white rice, the brown rices and stuff will sort of get rancid after a shorter period of time, will not store as long, the basmati and those kind of rices. But get you white rice. You can go and get a big bag of it if you want. You want to store it the best possible way. Excuse me. You can get the plastic buckets. Put it inside those, the food grade buckets. put a oxygen absorber in there, turn and twist the lid, all right? But you can usually store it in a cool, dry place and stack up 50, 100, 200 pounds of it. And then if you use that and cook a little bit of that and throw that out on the plate and then put you some chunky soup down, or a beef barley or whatever it might be, clam chowder, whatever you like, chunky sirloin burger, then that'll make you a good ration right there. That will sustain you and give you enough strength to fight these son of a bucks who want to come and try to steal your soul, to kill you and try to get Lucifer to steal your soul. All right? Because that doctor asked me, he said, what is the real game? It says, is it depopulation? I said, yes, it's depopulation, but there's another level, I told him, of the Luciferian five-dimensional chessboard. And that level is they want to kill as many people as possible to make Earth easy to manage. But in the meantime, those who have not been saved by the Lord Jesus and redeemed by him, those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that the devil then will attempt to steal their souls and take them for himself in order to gain power so that he can attempt to counterfeit the return of Lord Jesus and then delude everybody. He says, that's really it. I said, you better believe it. He said, I believe you because... He said, you told me to buy food years ago. I bought food. Now I'm starting to see with different eyes. And I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, to myself. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, to show me that there's somebody that I thought would never listen who did listen. And there's other good doctors out there. I know some of them. Remember, in terms of our Poplar Bluff story, I covered the last two things about the quote-unquote alleged Farsi and Arabic-speaking Middle Eastern males that might be posing or being posed as Latino or Hispanic males that might be migrants coming into the United States working perhaps in one of the local businesses down there in Poplar Bluff that perhaps hires a large number of migrants. Well, apparently there's a little more information out. Apparently they're being tracked and watched a bit. And they've been traced to a certain hotel there. A certain motel. I would just call it that. And I'm not going to give the name of it because I don't know the exact facts. But it'd be one of the motels on the strip there. And you might be able to look at different ones and see if you see it, because apparently there's some coming and going, and a large amount there. You go in the side door, and there's a number of them there, and that there's also apparently some security of Middle Eastern men that are packing, that are walk around the building from time to time and check to see who's out there. And so I don't know what they're up to. I don't know, they could even, in fact, be Hezbollah that's come through the southern border, but now is under the guise and working with certain aspects, evil aspects of the Intelligence Committee in the United States and of the military, because of Poplar Bluff, they're not that far from, a large army base. Fort Leonard Wood, just right up the road a little bit. And there has been a large number of people down there, because guess that particular fort is where there is chemical and biological warfare engineering companies and stuff are located there that deal with some of the chemical weapons stuff, training for it. And you remember they also, we had back a few years ago, we had some Middle Eastern men who were there, who were in a pickup truck, tried to get a young 10-year-old girl to come off the porch to give them directions. They were arrested, and they were supposedly with some Saudi or some other government agency, were being trained there at the army base. All right? They were arrested by the local sheriff, and then when they were told they were friends of the base, they gave up their custody then to the feds, who then shipped them up the line. But the very fact of the matter is they were trying to entice this young girl to come off the porch, come out to the truck, so they could grab her and allegedly rape her, all right? So what we're getting ready to see, because we're already in the beginning of sorrows, and it's starting to feel that way, and it's getting crazy. And you look around, and there's another hit there. Boom, it's coming from up there, over there. That is the AI nature, the all-imposing AI working against you. Get off the Facebooks. Get off all that chitty-chat stuff where you update and tell them, oh, we're going on vacation next week for 2 weeks. Oh, well, good, they can come over to your house. Or they can tell you, why don't you get the test your DNA and see what your ancestry was. Then that DNA goes directly to certain areas, which goes in and is traded into the national database with all the FBIs and the FBI, the fiddle with boys internally, and all of them goes into that. But it also apparently is going to the Red Chinese, a large amount of that information, with your DNA, all of your history, medical history, your education, your parking tickets, your, you know what I'm saying, financial history, the whole bit, all of that's going in there, your credit scores, into their system, so they can look also at your DNA, so then from a distance, they could dial up something that could then activate something in your DNA to kill you, okay? But now we've also now got the graphene oxide sitting there in the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, you know, the lungs, in the joints, and the mucous membrane, and all the stuff in your body sitting in there. And they can flip a switch, turn it on, and turn you into zombie nightmare. You could turn into zombies. You could turn in, or you could just start the cytokine storm and have it annihilate your body. That fulfills what Lord Jesus is telling you in the red letter edition. Get your red letter edition. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Oh, they're going to turn you into robots, maybe, huh? But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I'm going to tell you what, this is the time to stand up and be who you are. It's not a time to throw yourself willingly on a dog pile, like I warned you about January 6th, and not even go or not even be involved in it. There's so many feds roaming around like right now, you can't believe it. There was supposed to be training done in down in southern Missouri, down by Neosho with the coach. Apparently that was called off because apparently there's so many, I don't know exactly what they stated the reason is being called off, but from what I heard, there were so many feds signed up to all that stuff that you couldn't believe it. There was once a time, you see, once a time where you could trust, perhaps. Here's what Bill Gates' thing. One more time. I pulled up the article right here. It was in the Daily Mail out of the UK. Bill Gates warned of smallpox terror attacks in a bid for pandemic prevention funds. Ah, yes. He says, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? Well, I wonder if these people down in Poplar Bluff are hiding out down there and they're ready to go to, I don't know, Lambert Field or to KCI and K Kansas City, or go down to somewhere in Little Rock, or wherever it might be. We had a scenario back a couple years ago when I believe it was in the center of Ohio near a river, and we had somebody I was telling you about was on a vacation, and he saw that there was some big conference with a lot of red Chinese there, but there were also federal spook type guys from No Such or FBI or whoever they were from, military intelligence, that were intermingled all with the red Chinese. And that when they left town, they went and they saw these red Chinese driving down the road, and they turned onto a gravel road and went down. Well, the person I knew, they kind of stopped. They said, I'm just going to see what they're up to. They went down that road, and they were going all the way down this new, brand new gravel road deep into the forest. And they could see them going down up there and pulling up to some spot that they were looking at up there where there was some kind of building. So then the guy I knew turned around. He went down the road and was going back down the road and going home in Ohio from being on vacation. And then lo and behold, here comes this car with the red Chinese screaming up on him about 90 miles an hour from behind, trying to run him into the ditch. And they had to go over to the shoulder and then put on the brakes, and then the Chinese flipped on by, and then they took off down the road, all right? So that was potentially something to do with some kind of a plot . So, when whatchamajigger Bill Gates says, 10 airports, bioterrorists brought smallpox to 10 airports, how would the world respond? Well, you see, then that guy knows something. Apparently, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, you want to keep old Hawk swinging the ball bat at the Lucy's, right at the old Lucy's nose and his chin and his shins and elbows, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. It'll be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, silver half dollar, silver quarter, silver dollar, bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And let's see, I always like to get cards and letters and different stuff just to hear from everybody anyway. There was somebody, let me just see if I've got their name here, who I tried to email them as they requested, and the email would not go through. Let's say somebody with the initials of J.D., J.D., in the Gmail world, but I could not, for some reason, what you provided me as an email address would not open for some reason. So if you would email me, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com, then maybe I'll get the correct, or I can read the correct email address. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. I urge you to go out and prepare. I urge you to do so, because this is getting to be no joke. And then Biden's mandate, now they're going to start enforcing it apparently January 4th on any of the people through the context of OSHA, through the context or via vehicle of OSHA, saying that this is a dreaded, you know, disease and blah, 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 and that you have to prevent that. This would be the first time this has ever taken place, okay, in terms of this kind of a prohibition, you see. But using OSHA, he's doing it that way. And then to the San Francisco people, or in Los Angeles, you won't be able to go into a restaurant, or if they've got a bar there, you won't be able to go in unless you've got your vax card. That's the way it is in New York City, and all these different places starting to do this. If you live in an area where that's not happening, then you don't think that any of this stuff is happening anywhere. But it would be much to your chagrin to just drop your guard again and say, oh, happy days are here again, because they're not. This is the beginning of sorrows, per what the Lord Jesus has to say. Politically, there might have been some good stuff happen. Maybe somebody's starting to wake up, but I'm going to tell you what. When you corner the wild animal will come at you and attack you. It forces them into the attack. You corner a bear, you corner the raccoon, you corner the whatever it might be. You corner a deer and you get them in a situation, they will come at you. A moose. Let me tell you something. Don't goose the moose, because they will go for you. That just brought up an incident. Somebody I know, they were on skis, and they actually ducked down, had to duck down because a moose came out of nowhere. They had to duck down and almost lay back on their skis completely to go under the moose, and the moose went, oh, and looked to them. They went underneath the moose between their legs, and they were able to come back up and then ski down a hill. Just a little bit of levity for a sense. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you need to get, if you can still get it, long-term storage food. But if you cannot, it's easier to go to the store and to get canned goods. Canned goods, as long as they are, and I read to you from the other night from the USDA, if they're not puffed out or crimped or cut or bent or rusty, that indefinitely it will store the food in there. Now, they did say that certain things like that are acidic based, like tomato sauce and that kind of stuff, may not store as long as other things. But soups and that kind of stuff should be fairly good. Roast beef hash, canned tuna, canned chicken breast, whatever it might be, chili with meat, you know, all the different stuff. Those should be just fine for a long period of time, as long as the cans are not rusty. Start in a cool, dry place. And don't let it get wet and all of that. And you will have, sort of in an indefinite basis, you'll have something that will still be something with food value in it. I talked to the people from a large canning company. No, I'm making you, Allen Canning. I talked to them years ago. Prior to the Y2K, I talked to somebody who was one of their reps back then. That's been long ago enough, and I won't say where it was or any of that. It wasn't in Kansas, Missouri that I talked to him, but it was somewhere else. And I asked him about how long does the food last in the can when they've got the date on there. He says that date, sell-by date or best-by date, is the date that they can guarantee 100% of the minimal of the vitamins and minerals on the side of the label that are in there. They can guarantee those food values up to that date. He said after that, it doesn't mean that there's no food value, or it doesn't mean that it even drops off that much. It's just that they can't guarantee that the food value will be the same as they're listing on the side of the can. I'll belabor that no more. Get food, long-term storage food, whatever it is, Wise, My Patriot Supply, Emergency Essentials, whatever, whoever's got it, you know. Freeze-dried, dehydrated, whatever you got, Mountain House, all the different types, brands, Alpenair, all of that stuff, get it. Get what you can. You can also find some of that if the big suppliers don't have it. And when you order it, you better make sure that it's in stock and what the guaranteed shipping date or arrival date at your house. Quit asking about the shipping date and say, when does it arrive at my door? Because the mail is taking longer. UPS may be taking a bit longer in some cases. Because they're busy. The Amazons, they seem to ship pretty good, but look and see when it's going to be at your door, not when it's going to ship. Or if they say, we don't have it, it's coming in December. It might be out of one of those boats somewhere, you know, in the middle of the ocean off of Long Beach or off of Savannah, okay? Or off San Francisco, wherever. It could be in one of those stacks of demurrage. I mean, demurrage means the goods that are sitting there in the dock and they're not unloaded and they can't be unloaded because there's too much of it or not enough people to do it. You got a shortage of 2 million truck drivers. You get out of trucking school, and if you can get your license, you're probably going to make around 50 grand the first year. 45 to 60 grand might be probably the average. That's pretty good. Pretty doggone decent, halfway decent job, you see. And if you work for a company, you're going to have some benefits too. So you're going to send your kid to college for a philosophy degree? I don't think so, you know. Tell them to go drive pickup trucks instead of, you know, be doctors and lawyers and such. Tell them to grow up and be a cowboy and go get a truck driving job. You know, the RVs have gone through the roof in terms of availability. People are buying RVs during the COVID and all the stuff to try to get out of home and get out in the wilderness away from everybody. And, you know, Elkhart, Indiana is one of the key places that makes them. You remember Elkhart during the days when there was hardly any employment there and, you know, everything was sucking wind and Obama went through there and all the different people, and then finally, Elkhart's booming. I told people to go there. They didn't believe it. Couldn't even find an apartment there today. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your property, your home, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women, use your high tech to destroy the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bandango Ranch, I know you're ready. And we'll pick the pool. Go see General McCormick. He's got a loaded crack. Say hi to your daddy for me. I know he is at fever. Up. Good. Dr. Rose. Meet the Lord. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Get some more food, water, purification equipment, medical supplies, ammunition. Good night.